Hello, it's your boy, Vosh, known to the IRS as Ian, coming to you not live from one of my comedically poorly timed vacations. I took my glasses off because the light was reflecting so badly from them, you couldn't see my pupils. I don't know if this is better because I can't see anything now. I'm calling it. I'm recording this before it's a done deal, but I'm telling my editors not to upload it until it is a done deal. Tallarico's won. He's won in Texas. We've got a real shot at a Democratic senator from the great state of Texas. Great said sarcastically, hate that place. Huge. This is huge. Right now, as of the time I'm recording this, Tallarico is outperforming in all the benchmarks that he needs to. He's doing very, 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 very well with white and particularly Latin communities. Crockett, expectedly, is doing well with black communities, but based on what we've seen in the past, most recently with Mamdani, black voters are very reliably vote Dem. So even if they're not turning up for Tallarico in the primary, we have every reason to believe they will in the general, whether that be against Paxton or, oh geez, I didn't take a look at what the numbers were in the Republican primary before I hit record. Well, maybe it's Paxton, who knows. Anyway, it looks like Tallarico's winning, which is amazing, you know? The fact that he has seemingly broken the Trump coalition, brought over voters who are not loyal Dem voters, fantastic. I mean, you take a look at the Dem turnout for the Texas primaries across the board, there's a lot of energy there. I'm not saying that Texas is turning into a purple state. I'm saying that Tallarico has the ability to be the icebreaker for an advantage, you know? He has the ability to prove that Dem power is viable from that state, which we need desperately. We need to break red coalitions. We need to break MAGA favorites, you know, fucks like Paxton. We need to take them and crush them and remind people that at the end of the day, these people and what they represent is incredibly unpopular. Trump just hit a new low today in his job approval rating. You know, we're talking record-breaking stuff. It's not just him, it's everyone around him, you know? The Democratic Party might be unpopular, but people within the Democratic Party or adjacent to it often are popular, right? Obama, much as I dislike him, far more popular than the Democratic Party, even though, you know, I mean, Obama's probably like the leading figure within the Democratic Party, at least right now, you know. Mamdani, very popular with his constituency and even outside of it, you know, even though he's run as a Democrat. There are popular Democrats out there, but we need to show people that we can pitch forward better candidates than we have been. I think Tallarico's that guy, you know. He's done a really good job campaigning. I hope he kicks it up a notch against Republicans, you know? I've seen him do a good job in the past, right? He's been on Fox News, he's talked to Republicans, he's called them out for their hypocrisy. I like that energy, and I think it's going to do a lot better. I think moving forward, I think we're pitching a better message, because realistically, based on what I've seen in this primary, the most Jasmine Crockett would be able to offer is Idpol. You know? It would be her saying that the Republicans are racist, and they're discounting her because she's a black woman. And she'd be right. She'd be completely correct. 100% correct. But I don't know if that's the line that we need right now. Are Republicans racist? Yes, of course we know that. But we need a unifying message. And we need to call them racist, to be clear. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. I'm saying that we need to supplement it with a unifying message. I think Tallarico does that, and I think it's nice. I think it's a cute novelty. You know, it's a fun little gimmick that he has, where he's a Christian, but he's not Adolf Hitler. I think that's really cool, you know. Man, I can't see without my glasses. I hope it don't look terrible. I saw the reflection with my glasses on. It was just like a green-blue panel on the front. You couldn't see my eyes at all, so I thought this would be better. Am I? Yeah, I look okay. I look all right. I look good. I'm very excited by these results. So, yeah, I'll be back at it soon. I'll be live soon. I'm sorry for the vacation timing. I know. Shouldn't have scheduled it during the primary. That's on me. I've had a good time, though, so, you know, wasn't all wasted. Take care, and I'll see you guys live soon.